Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Thank you, faithful listeners, for tuning in to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading comes from Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6, and verses 13 through 18. God's word reads thusly, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and my acquainted and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. And now verses 13 through 18. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them, they are more than the sand. I come to the end, and I am still with you. The sermonic selection is entitled Psalms 139, Wonderfully Made by Danielle Rose.
Lord, you search me, and you know me, when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. Behind me and before me, your hand is there to guide me. Too wonderful for me, this knowledge is beyond my reach. Before a word is on my tongue, you got.
Has been read previously. Let us turn now to the throne of grace for prayer. Dear Lord, may the words spoken from my mouth be pleasing to you, and may they be sufficient enough to do somebody some good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic today is Extraordinarily Made. In light of this message, I lift up verse 14 of Psalm 139. It reads as follows: I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. The poet David describes God as a thorough, in-depth, and meticulous searcher. David says, God knows my every move. God understood David's current thoughts, and he knows ours too. He understood David's far off into the distant future thoughts. Yes, he knows our thoughts to even before we know them. You see, God is a heart reader. God knew all of David's past thoughts, just like he knows all of our past thoughts, my thoughts and your thoughts. The omniscient God is the one who knows all things. Nothing past, present, or future is hidden from God. David knew that God had knowledge about all of his ways. He knew that David was going, he knew what David was going to say before he said it, just as he knows what we're going to speak before we speak it. Let us be careful to bridle our tongues, because when words leave our tongue, we can't take them back. They're out there, they're gone from us forever. God knows how we all feel when faced with adversity. For certain, he knew how David felt when faced with entrapment. David said the Lord hemmed him in. David felt perplexed and was overwhelmed. Psalms 142 and 3. Without a doubt, he felt friendless. The ones that David felt could have some bearing on his situation, perhaps to rescue him, forsook him and fled. Matthew 14 and 50. Psalms 142 and 4 states that David said, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. David cried out to God and said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Psalms 142 and 5 reads, give heed to my cry, for I am brought very low. David knows that God is omnipresent. and can be experienced in any place by those who want to know him. Is there a witness today as to how David felt? I know I've been in a situation and I looked around, nobody to help me. I felt very low. So I know how David felt. Looking now at verse 13, David attests to the omnipotence of God. He lets us know that God, with all of his power and with all of his might, can do all things that are in accord with his purpose. David said, God is my creator, formed me or formed him in his mother's womb. Modern perinatologists or maternal fetal medicine specialists have documented the following. They say that an unborn child's heart starts to beat 22 days after conception. By 4 weeks, the unborn child is 10 times bigger than the fertilized egg. At 6 weeks, brain waves are detectable. Lips, mouth, and fingernails are forming. Within 10 weeks, teeth begin to form. Baby moves his or her head and frown. By week 12, the baby has everything they need to experience pain, thus a fully developed nervous system. At week 17, the unborn baby can have dreams. At week 20, an unborn baby can recognize his or her mother's voice. From 7 to 9 months, the unborn baby can use 4 of the 5 senses. They can hear, they can taste, they can see and touch, as well as detect the mother's moods. Even though David had no knowledge of the aforementioned, he knew that he was wonderfully made. He was uniquely made. Yes, he was made by his creator. He was made by our creator, God. Each one of us is one of a kind, uniquely made. We are an original. We have our own fingerprints, our own gifting and talents. We are anointed with an anointing placed upon us by God Almighty. The retina eye scan is ours alone, and it's very distinct. And thanks be to God, we have our own DNA, just to name a few of our unique attributes. This is enough to cause us to want to praise God all of the days of our lives. God made us that we might follow and obey him, thus developing in the process a deeper respect and reverence for him. He created us anew in Christ Jesus. And we can read about that in Ephesians chapter 2 and 10. God made us in the likeness of his own image. God made us in the likeness of his own image. His spirit lives in you and in me. Yes, God made us in his own image, and we should be grateful and thankful and praise him each and every day of our lives. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for your mercy, your steadfast love, and your awesomeness. Help us to be more loving and more kind and useful to one another. Thank you, God, for instilling your attributes in us and making us the extraordinary beings that we are. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who's our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for our salvation each and every day. Cause us to be more and more grateful and thankful for Christ's saving grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The closing song is entitled, "We Are Messengers, Image of God."
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it, flipping through my phone, but all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us, but only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from, yeah. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from. We fall. Made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah, we are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign-up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/ Garland McLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.